Blog Talk Radio.
Forget about tomorrow. Time for us to start winning is now. 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 Now.
Hey, they don't like us, we don't like them. Nothing wrong with that, right? Right.
At the end of the day, it's the same three things you've had to do in 35 that you got to do now in 2018.
I do not see no holes on this wall.
You got to run the ball.
Barkley off the left side. Here he goes. Look at the speed. Oh, my goodness. Breaks the tackle. Gonna take it to the house. 92 yards. Toying with the defender. Saquon Barkley.
You got to stop the run.
Tyreek Hill lines up in the backfield.
The ball pops free, and it's recovered by Harrison.
A snack for Damon Harrison early.
And you got to pressure the passer.
Wentz hangs in, holds it down. Down he goes. And an early sack by Olivier Vernon.
Two kinds of players in this league, folks. There are guys that play professional football, and there are professional football players. And the professional football players are the guys we want. I don't want guys that want to win. I want guys that hate to lose.
Odell Beckham Jr. down the sideline for the touchdown.
Giants fans, you are now listening to the hottest show on the planet, The Shakedown. Here to give you everything you need to know on your New York football Giants are... Black Friday.
Welcome to the New York football Giants, Saquon Barkley, a.k.a. the Golden Child. Do you know who Alec Ogletree is? Like, I'm asking you for real.
Really?
But do you know who he is?
J-Rock.
You saying we going 16-0, huh?
16-0, bro. How dare you say anything worse? How dare you?
Out your mind.
You know we just drafted the Messiah.
Obi and the one and only Shakes Montana.
Now if that man was a prospect like a Peyton Manning or a Joe Montana, like I've been saying the whole fucking time, you don't pass up on this talent. You don't do it.
Now here is your host, Shakes Montana.
Now I shook hands the time.
What's going on? Big Blue Nation and sports fans all around the world. You are now tuned in to one of the most dangerous shows on this Blog Talk Network, The Shakedown. I'm your host for today, Black Creed. You know what I say. We're going to get into it early and often. First of all, I want to give like a moment of silence real quick, man. You know, a young fella lost his life today about 1 o'clock in Memphis, Tennessee. A young fella by the name of Robert Thornton, better known to the world, or some of you who listen to rap music and basically Southern rap music, really. You know, this is one of the out of the trunk type artist, Young Dolph. Unfortunately, he met his demise today about 1:30 or so, Memphis, Tennessee, in his hometown, in his hometown. He was actually in his county and everything, going to get some cookies for his mom. And unfortunately, he was cut down and shot through the actual store window by multiple assailants with assault rifles. I want to send a rest in peace shout out to Young Dolph, his family. You know, he's survived by a mother of his children and 2 kids. You know, shit is sad, man, and it keeps happening, and it's going to keep happening with the perpetuation of these violent areas, man, which would spread and then turn into violent songs, and now it's just deaf culture completely. For those who don't know, Young Dolph had many attempts on his life. I think the last attempt he actually got shot. Prior to that, he had a situation where it was, I believe they tried to get him. Man, they tried to hit this man, and they found out, this was in California, I believe. No matter of fact, this one was in Charlotte. Multiple rounds of fire, and they said it was over 100 rounds in that particular event, and that he did not meet his demise then. He was supposed to bulletproof his cars and things of this nature. But unfortunately, that young fella, on a, you know, what you would consider to be a normal day, you know, just another day in the neighborhood. Unfortunately for him, he has obviously some what they would consider to be opposition or haters. And, you know, hopefully they find out who did this, man. I got to stop the sucker stuff, man. This ain't right, man. This ain't right. It never will be right. Regular rapper, if his name wasn't Young Dolph, if his name was just Robert Thornton, and I saw it flash across the news, I still would say the same thing. This ain't right, man. But without any further ado, we bring in one of my brothers. Make sure y'all hit this number, 914-205-5796. That's the number to call in. Hashtag the Shakedown on the Twitters. I got my brother with me, LRP. Ain't got no problems in Houston.
What's up, bro?
Peace, God. What's going on with you?
Nothing much. How's the audio?
You sound like you're in the car, but it's all right with me, man. I ain't snobby. I know a lot of these people be audio snobs, but sometimes, you know, this is Blog Talk, man. Until we're sitting in the room together on ESPN.com, you're going to get some of this.
I know that's right. I'm just getting off the bag, so, but I'm here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was just speaking
to...
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, bro. All right. So as that brother gets his stuff together, we're going to bring in another caller. Make sure you dial this number, 914-205-5796. That's the number to call in. Hashtag the Shakedown on the Twitter here. We're still on the Twitter. And anybody who wants to participate in the chat room is live and active. We have with us brother OG Steve from DC. What's going on, OG?
Yo, yo, what's up? Peace, guys. What's crackalacking?
Peace, God. You know.
What up, OG?
Yeah, what up? What up, LP? Right? Everybody?
What's going on, baby?
G Nation? You know, just chilling, man. See what y'all brothers was chopping on. See what's good.
Yeah, I had paused the music and everything for a little bit because just talking about the young brother that lost his life today, Young Dolph, aka Young Dolph, young fella from Tennessee, Memphis 10, rapper. Him and what's the boy name? Yo Gotti, CMG. They've been going back and forth for a while, and finally, man, they've been attempting to try to take this brother for a long time. Finally, they finally got him. Going to get some cookies for his mother. Bang, bang, boogie. Got him through the window. Daylight, about 1:30 afternoon.
That's a shame, man. Well, rest in peace, and God bless all those who are affected and hurt by it, man. I'm sorry to hear brothers is out here killing each other. That's ridiculous.
That's culture.
Yeah, we got enough going on in this world, man. Ain't no good in the wind there. It's like, it's insanity. Ain't even culture. It's insanity to be at this point. It's like, you know, where does it end? I mean, like, it's just no, hey, man, it's right now, if people didn't wake up, see me damn near in Revelation, but you can't be out here killing people, boss. We almost at the end as it is. You're this fool.
We almost
towards
the finish line, boy.
Yeah, we had to win. Like, really? You better, it's time to let me, you know, to make peace with everybody. I'm for real.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. So, peace to everybody. Word. That's all I got to say.
You know, I don't want to make it, you know, down show the whole show. Rest in peace to that brother, man. God bless him and his family. He survived by a wife and two kids. It's kind of typical. Good thing for him and fortunate for them is that this young fellow was a stacker. He had money on top of money on top of money. And he was stacking and he was buying up the community as well. And I don't think they like that either. But these guys are those as well. So, but without any further ado, man, we're going to get into it early and often. It's the New York Football Giants versus Tampa Bay. Like about us, you know what I'm saying? You can get a world view from not showing them. So, real quick, just to, you know, test the floor. We only got two brothers in here right now. How y'all feeling right now, man? How we feeling going and coming out of this bye week?
Corner LRP, I'll let you go, man. You know I ramble, so I'll let you go, brother. Not that I even let you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm anxious. If I could use one word to describe, I'm anxious. I'm ready to see the squad on the field again. You know what I mean? And see. Hopefully, it's, you know, the defense continues over to what they did last time, and the offense can finally, you know, take that leap. You know, because they still haven't. They haven't been able to eclipse, 30 points yet, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
What do you need
to
see, LRP, from the offense? What do you need to see, specifically?
Well, I heard that Thomas is practicing. I don't know if he'll play, but I'll be excited to see him back and him and Pert and getting Soda's ass out of there. I'll be excited to see Barkley. I know he's been in the mix for quite a while now, and with the extra bye week, they gave him some extra time. They didn't let him rock before, which I thought was a smart move. Give him that time, and then, you know, it didn't matter. So I'm anxious to see him. I'm anxious to see Tony. And this dude get his weapons, man.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, my bad. I ain't gonna jump in. Go ahead. You got it.
Nah, that's all good, because now you just doing your thing, and you don't got to answer him. You know what I mean? Go ahead, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that was it. Tony, Barkley, and Thomas, man, and see hopefully if this team can eclipse 30 points, because we know the other side definitely can.
Well, look, let me ask you this. For real, how do you see us doing it? What's the winning formula schematically? You ain't got to go into details. I mean, you know, actually knows, but like, you know, I mean, what is it? Is it ball control? Is it running the ball? I mean, like, how do you see us beating them? Like, seriously, you know? I mean, how do you see it playing? Knowing our team, our strengths, our weaknesses, how do we get it done?
Well, how I see it, or how I would do it would be time of possession, keeping the ball out of Brady's hands, of course, you know, running the ball with multiple looks with Barkley and Booker and Penny, you know what I mean? Using Barkley out in as a wide out in a lot of instances and cases, using Tony as the motion receiver. To throw, you know what I mean, to have them look, have that defense, and have Devin White and them boys take a beat on whether or not where they're going to pursue and what gap they're going to pursue it at. You know what I mean? And that's how I would do it. Control the ball. Let Jones air, you know, rock, because their secondary is not as potent as their middle of their defense and their defensive line. So you have opportunities there. Stretching the field, getting them tired, man. Getting that defense tired by controlling the ball, by using your weapons. Managing, making good 8 yards to 12 yards. That will be much like what San Fran did against the Rams. You know, using that 8 yards to 12 yard space with your weapons to get open. You got, you know what I mean, and working it that way, and working your way down the field.
So, matriculating it or hitting it with big plays, or just a balance attack, kind of between a little mix up of both?
Well, shoot, the first play off the scrimmage, I'm hitting them straight down the field. I'm making them run, regardless, incomplete or not. I'm attempting it. Tony's going for an out. Galladay's going for an out. Shep's going for a crossing, and Ingram's going for a crossing, and I'm sending Barkley out to the flat, and I'm stretching the field. I'm stretching the field, and I'm getting them running, getting them off their guard. I'm high pace. I'm going to run a high pace in my first drive. You know what I mean? Schematically scheme that up to where, though, you're going to have at least a good 6-7 plays, you know, that you will definitely run off script and getting the defense tired. Second series, gonna slow it down a little bit, be a little bit more methodical. Third series, I'm hitting the ass over the head again with some stretch plays, stretching the field, and balancing it out like that. Based off of what they do, will dictate how I transition and how I adjust.
Right. What about you, Black?
Mm-hmm. Yo, I'm kind of feeling the same way, man. But hold on 1 second. We got the brothers with us, man. We got Shakes Montana. We got Eddie Chosen One from the Bronx. What's going on, fellas?
Family, what's cracking, fellas?
Peace, God. Peace, King.
There you go. Peace, God. There you go. Peace to the kings. Peace to the earth. What's going on? All right, so basically what's happening right now, OG kind of rattled off a series of questions that was kind of already mixed in there because they was obvious. Coming up the bye, we got Saquon Barkley back at practice. We got Andrew Thomas. We got a sighting there. He's at practice. I think he's a little more slow moving. Excuse me, I know I kind of faded off there. So, fellas, talk to me, man. How do you feel about Saquon Barkley coming back to practice? And my question is, do you think he's going to be a full go for Tampa Bay? And Andrew Thomas, what is his timeline? We're going to start there with Shakes Montana.
Yeah, everybody that can go will go. I think that's the majority of everybody. We hit, bro.
We healthy, man. That's how I see, man. All right. You chose one from the Bronx. We're going to go with you on that one.
Hashtag
beat Tampa.
What's the question, my guy?
Saquon's back at practice. Do you think he's going to be a full goal against Tampa Bay? And we saw Andrew Thomas, he had a sighting. I think he's going to be a little more slow coming, but pause. But what do you think his schedule is going to be? How you feeling about this, man?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, brother, because you know why? This is what we waited for. We actually waited 10 games to see what's up. Literally. This is what we thought we was going to see the beginning of the season. This is what we were a lot more excited about coming into the season before training camp injuries. And on paper, this is something that we thought a lot of us had us with a winning record, because there's no excuses, right? That's something that came out. Daniel Jones doesn't have no excuses. And we should be able to score at least 25 points on offense because of our weapons. He's going to get everybody back healthy for the first time. So this should prove to be either him being able to make it happen with the things he has on the field, because he's been doing his best with without, or Jason Garrett does know how to use everybody and get them involved and make it happen. Because now he has no excuse either. So we'll see. Is it on coordinator or quarterback? Or them both? We'll see. So everybody gets to see what they want to see. No excuses. I'm happy about everybody being healthy, and this is what we planned for. Sorry it took 10 games, but I'm happy it's here now.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, to piggyback OG, what I'm also doing with Daniel Jones, I'm moving his launch pad like they did in week three. A lot of rollouts, you know what I mean? A lot of, as soon as the ball is hiked, the line is shifting with him as he trots to the side, 3 or 4 yards to the left, 3 or 4 yards to the right. I'm moving the pocket, and I'm getting him used to and comfortable with, as soon as he gets the ball in his hands, to move his feet. Mm-hmm. And that's not a line that you want to get comfortable with, be established.
Since I've been a good listener and with a decent question, can I say my little piece?
I was about to turn it on to y'all brothers about that. I didn't know if he was out of rebuttal for LLP. But go ahead, OG.
No, I didn't rebuttal. I didn't say my piece. No, I respect everything everybody say. You know, I ain't say nothing about what I thought. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to tell my little piece.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I ain't got no reason. You know, sadly, I mean, I guess we all kind of watching what, you know, the offense is going to do and hope the defense can stay consistent, you know, but I just think that we need to kind of do, you know, the winning formula. I mean, I think the first couple series, I think we can go ahead and, like you said, spread them out and do all that stuff, you know, early on for one or two series, but as a game, like I said, by the third series, I think we really need to focus on running the ball, man, and keeping Tom Brady off the field and running the ball on first down, man, and trying to get at least 5 yards, you know, at least 5 yards, and throwing it for first down or second down, you know, and trying to move the chains that way, you know, and if, you know, at least 5 yards on the first, maybe, you know, but we can get in the second in threes, man, and, you know, halfway, you know, at 30% of the time, man, that would be great. You know, that's how you keep them up on the field, because we need to run the ball, period. I do know we got a whole bunch of weapons, man, but I think it's going to take some time to get used to all of them. So I wouldn't just say just because they're on the field, I'm going to automatically say, oh, you're supposed to get it done. They ain't play together, so at least got to give them one or two games before I just go completely there. So until then, I'll just kind of be judging everybody for what they do like I normally do in the circumstances that we're in. But as far as everybody being on the field, that's great. I'm glad like everybody else, but I can't really say that I expect them to be running the optimum, because even the coordinator definitely probably ain't, you know, hopefully they've been calling it in practice, but it's going to take a while for them, you know, at least 2 or 3 games. So anyway, man, that's all I got on it, man. Let's get it popping.
All right then. LLP, you got anything on the Saquon and
Okay, hold up. Hold on for a second. My bad. But you said two, three games for what, who, Barkley?
No, I'm saying as an offense with having all the weapons on there before, I'd be like, yeah, they got all the weapons. They should be running, you know, we should be running on all 8 cylinders type situation. That's all. You know, it's hopeful they just come on in and jaw automatically, but you can't. It ain't really all that realistic, you know, that they may not, you know, be quite there yet, because it's the first time we've seen them all together. So let's just be hopeful, you know.
So I guess my premise is a little bit different, but I'll let Black people go ahead. You got to go.
No, you got something.
Well, jump on it, baby. Jump on it.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Shakes.
Yeah, go ahead, Shakes.
You good? Yeah, go ahead, man.
Well, my thing is this. and I think I said this like a couple weeks ago, is that with their injuries, I felt like it was a blessing in disguise, right? I felt like Kadarius Toney and all these other guys got their opportunities to get their chemistry going with the quarterback, and also being implemented into the game plan. What do you do best? What do you not do best? You know what I mean? You don't do that so well. You know, these are the things that we got to find out with the injuries that these guys are thrown into the fire. So now that everybody knows their role and everybody knows what they do and what they don't do, I feel like it's all set. So now that they all healthy, I think it's all a go. But that's my assumption. I could be totally wrong, but that's my assumption.
Can I piggyback off that thing real quick?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead, bro.
I'm seeing it like this. And I'm going to take myself out of the equation, because the moment that I thought about it, I thought about my practices, my life. I'm not going to do that. And I know their life is way high. You know, the level is 10 times higher. I believe that if you have been studying your playbook within 10 goddamn weeks, you've actually played in some capacity with him at least 1 or 2 weeks here. Nobody has not gotten on the field. The only thing that has kept these guys off the field is health. It's not like they haven't been playing. It should be a full go. One, it has to be a full go. Look at our opponent. Look what we got going on. And I'm talking about the passing game. I'm not going to get into the running game, because now Booker's rhythm is about to be off. And also, he's not going to play. I don't know if you guys heard about this or not. He took a personal day or something like that. So they called up Brightwell because they don't know what's going on with Booker. But we'll get into that later.
They know what's going on if you're calling up Brightwell.
Let me just quickly say this, and I mean quickly. You know, my whole thing was not premised on individual players being able to play. I don't know anybody who's touched the field, the experience, you expect to play. My whole thing is based on them playing together. So that's, to me, that's far different than expecting people to be better because of their experience and knowing what their individual skill set is. Because what you know, Tony was doing when he was on the field about the angle, be what he's doing on it with Shep on there, you know, coming out. So that's my point, man. So
I'm so concerned about Jason Garrett, bro, because to me, he's the one that brings this all together. So I'm more concerned with Garrett calling plays to make this fit than anything, because he hasn't had all of these guys either.
I'm concerned
with that. But I think health-wise, we should see a little bit different or a lot different when it comes to the passing attack. Like the way we're going to attack Tampa Bay, it should be totally different, and I'm playing on that because you got guys now that can win one-on-one matchups. You got guys that can make you miss. You got guys that can route run. You got guys that can take the top off of defense if you just send them straight up the field, and you got to follow them. You got to follow a John Rule. You got
to
follow
a Devin. I think we all know Jason Garrett got to find a way to make this all happen.
And
I think
he's
going to be
hardest.
But I'm saying, that's what I said
in
my own thing when I opened up. He's got to figure out how to get everybody going all at once, too. So, I mean, you know, it's his job, and I expect him to do it, but do I think that there may be some growing pains? Hell yeah, because he hasn't even performed with one or two pieces. So I'm not going to think that all of a sudden this man is going to turn into a guru, you know, when he's got more pieces. I've always said that. Sometimes more pieces
is
really fun. So we're going to see. And I do believe it's God's following Jason Garrett to this. So I'm with you.
All right, then. All right, so let's switch it up.
I
want to
say this for you real quick, and I'm out the way.
All right, bro.
As much as I would love to run the ball against this team, they are so much more susceptible to the pass. It has been proven. Mm-hmm. It has been shown.
Yeah.
Guys have been working against them.
Oh, my
that
time
you don't
is,
even
bro.
Know their names. Every week you look in the box score for a team, and a dude that you never even heard of got good yardage on this secondary, man.
Yep.
We got to
Tampa Bay is not what we want.
We don't want no shootout,
Tampa Bay,
man. We don't want that smoke.
One second.
Need to control the clock.
Tampa Bay is currently ninth total defense, 21st against the pass, and second against the run. So you're absolutely right. They made a pack there, baby.
Come on, man.
No, I mean, the numbers are there, but I still believe you got to be balanced, man, because if we're going to expect to win the shootout with Brady, I don't think we're going to win that. I'm just saying.
I don't think our defense is going to allow it.
That's what we got to hope for, sure.
I got to be honest with you. I've been hearing you say, I think we match up well with this team, man. I think we match up well. But we match up well. Here's the thing, though. Execution. Because the coach is going to do what the coach is going to do. The coordinator is going to do what the coordinator is going to do. But as long as those players are playing above, yo, we out. We need Danny to hold on to the church's money. We out of here.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? We can win this game. This is the one that we're winning.
Yo, Black,
I subscribe to that too.
Really, at the end of the day, players play. I definitely believe in that notion. So,
you know what I mean?
It can't be a feeble attempt at coordination, but players got to execute. I agree.
But, and hopefully Daniel has enough, and he's astute enough to keep us in the right place. Right? Real quick, so I don't know if y'all saw this, but Chris Carter had a top five list of the rookies. And the list goes as such. Jamar Chase, number one. Devontae Smith, number two. Jalen Waddle, number three. Rondale Moore, number four. Rashad Bateman, number five. My question is, with Kadarius Toney being 109.8 passer rating every time he's targeted, does he deserve to be anywhere near that top five? I'm gonna start with Shakes.
Hold on a second.
We're gonna start with Shakes and then work our way down, sir. One second. Shakes Montana, give it to me, sir.
I'm glad he kind of butted in a little bit for us, but like for him to butt in like that, he says something that was prevalent, right? He says, not enough experience on the field or whatever
like
that.
I know, he's giving it up too early.
Let me finish, right? But, yeah, I mean, I thought about the same thing, until I thought Rashad Bateman is in that list and not Toney? Mm-hmm. Nah, that don't make sense. Nah, bro, you can't do that. You can't say, oh, it's not enough experience on the field or not enough time. When Bateman probably got a game or two on his belt. Nah, man, fuck all that, bro.
Yeah.
Toney was robbed, bro. He should be in that list.
Let me tell you something about my son. I'm very hard and critical on my kids. I don't even care that he said Rashad Bateman's name. I just understood the premise of a sucker like Chris Carter. So once he even said Chris Carter's name, sucker came to my mind. And then let me just answer the question actually for real. But if we was doing it like that, of course I would take that route, Shake. But it's Chris Carter. I don't like the dude. I don't like the dude at all.
I'm asking you, what do you think? Forget what Chris Carter is doing.
Should he be there? No, I'm going to be honest with you. That's Chris Carter's thought. My top five rookies, I still wouldn't put him there. It's not enough snaps yet. That's unfair. There is a guy who has been taking the snaps. You feel me? There's guys that's been taking snaps that got more production. We're not going to just take that away for favoritism. I love my kids, but I'm not going to favor them over with honest.
All right. OG Steve from D.C.
You already know, man. I've been loving them from straight out of the swamp, and I'm going to ride with E on that, though, man. It's not enough there yet. I mean, I'm home doing all that stuff, man. You know, I love my son, but, I'm not going to go there yet, man. You know, and the thing is this, I don't even need to. Because if this kid stays on the field, he's going to shut up all the doubters anyway. I'm confident in that, but there's not enough there yet, though. So that's where I'm at.
All right. LRP, what says you, brother?
I agree. Toney shouldn't be there. But I would take it a step further and replace Bateman with the other Moore, Elijah and Rondell. One is in Arizona, the other one is at the Jets.
Yeah, Rondell already in there. I know
they put Rondell in there, but he didn't put Elijah. And he didn't put De'Ami Brown. Or did he?
No.
I didn't hear De'Ami Brown's name either. They belong on that list.
Okay, I got you. All right, well, I'm with Shakes, man, and I feel you on the Moore thing, but he just came back, too. He was kind of banged up, too. I'm with the games played versus, the targets and what you're doing with them. And, Rashad Bateman is my son, and I'm liking what he's doing currently. They're looking for him, too. They're really trying to target that kid. But Tony was just too terrific with the ball in his hand. He just was, man. I'm sorry, man. I think he should have at least took the fifth selection, in my opinion. My humble opinion. But I digress. All right. Quick question, and we're going to start at the top of the board for this one. We're going to start with OG Steve in D.C. Which player thus far at the break is the biggest disappointment that you thought was about to break out to have a prime season?
Well, I had a couple, man. One of them is no longer on the field in Pepper. I just thought he was going to have a big season, with the contract coming up and everything. And then, obviously, there's Saquon. And, I'm going to just go ahead and say it's not over. Time was not in. But, he obviously is playing for a lot of reasons, not only his health, but as well. So, to get this team where it needs to be, back in the winning column. So, I'll just leave it at that. There's a lot of disappointments. And then, Ingram as well. So, I thought, Thomas was going to start a little faster. I mean, he's having a good year, too, but I need to see him stay healthy. So, that's part of it for me, too. That's all that is good when you flash and all that. But when you talk, especially when you talk about Tony, nobody's even really seen him, so that's the thing. Well, no team has really been game planning him. He only really played and stayed healthy for like one full game. The other game, he was like basically out. So much as excited as he was, man, when teams start game planning and all that stuff, and he's still dynamic and health is halfway decent, then, throw him up there, man. But, yeah, so there's a lot of disappointment. We can go all the way around. But I think I named a few, man. So, I'm still true blue, but let's be real. A lot of it spread around. And then you throw Daniel in there too, but I won't do that for argument's sake. Because I already see y'all, and I'm going to say peace to all y'all brothers too, because I feel the energy too, man. I know it's Wednesday too, man. But y'all, if we're gonna go in, go all in. But let's not, saying, let's wait till a real shot has been fired before we start getting defensive around here. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we're going to get it. You already know. Formalities out the way. You see how the butter's still, man. As long as you're talking to each other, not over each other, it's all good. Shake Montana, talk to me, bro. Who's been the biggest disappointment, man, that you thought was, supposed to have a premier season? Shake, you with us, bro? All right.
Yeah, come back to me, though, bro.
Gotcha. LRP, talk to me, LRP.
Yeah, yes, sir, I'm here. So you said who was the biggest disappointment this year?
Yeah, that you thought we were going to have a prime season. For me.
Carter, man. Renzo Carter. I was expecting him to be a lot further along, a lot more of a nuisance, Even if, I don't know what I expected, but I expected more his name to ring out than what it has been. Very inconsistent. And, you got Quincy coming in here and just, which I ain't mad at because, Quincy, my son. But, yeah, man, Lorenzo Carter, biggest disappointment.
You the chosen one from the Bronx. Talk to me, buddy.
Yo, O'Shane Ximenes, man.
Yep.
Yeah, we got to get him out of here, bro. Like, I'm not even trying to be funny, but he got to go, B. He ain't got it.
I think he ain't got it, man.
Them little flashes, man, that ain't enough. Yeah, he got to go, man. He got to go. We all know. I ain't got to express his disappointment. That's it. We good.
Chase Montana, you back with us, man, or you still on the whole pause?
Well, he said Dexter Lawrence. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, then. So we get back to Chase when you get back with us. So we're going to flip it around. So which guy is having a great season that you didn't anticipate to have a good season, OG? Who on the roster right now is having a pretty decent season that you was like, wow, I didn't anticipate this guy to actually play like this?
Wow, you had to go to me first on that one, huh? Oh, Lord, I would say, well, Booker, not good reasons, but that means because Saquon was hurt, so, I mean, he was kind of a surprise. I would have to say that McKinney. He's going to be a ball, catching the ball, so I'm going to go McKinney. He's my VIP right now. So, yeah, I'm going to go McKinney.
That's what's up. That's a good answer, man. Both of them. All right, Chase Montana, let us know if you're back with us. Okay. All right. LRP, talk to me, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to say Aziz for the upside.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it. Performing well, and
I like his motor, so I would say it's these.
I'm back.
Right,
it ain't
nothing
to pick from.
All right, shake with us. So, all right, let me finish LRP, or you got some more, buddy? All right, Shake Montana, without any further ado, did you hear the questions? You can leave me the group for you, buddy.
Biggest disappointment, right? And then the biggest surprise.
Yeah, pretty much.
Biggest disappointment. You know, and this is not a knock against them. It really ain't. But it's really the word disappointment, right? The word disappointment. And I have to go with Saquon Barkley. And the reason why it's Saquon Barkley is because I had so much big, high expectations for this year. This is supposed to be the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then boom, again. Mm-hmm. You know? Fucked up, man. And it's not nothing with his talent, man. You know what I mean? That's the fucked up part about it, though. But, yeah, that's the biggest disappointment to me. And, as far as surprise, I like the answer of Aziz, but it's not mine because I expected it. I told y'all rookie of the year. But we'll have to say Mr. Daniel Jones. I didn't see the development that he has gotten this year. Like, his development and his play has jumped immensely. And I'm going to say this about him, right? And this is, because I thought about this, and it's funny that I really did think about this, but, you know, I was going against this dude last year, and Dan C was going against me defending him. And what I kept saying was he doesn't have it. And it's certain things I see, he just don't have it. But as I'm looking, I see that he's growing these things. He's developing these things. He's learning these things. So to me, the way I'm assuming it is that he's a slow learner, right? He's just a slow learner. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm taking it. Yeah, yeah. So
I mean, as far as
you know, I think he's going to get it eventually. But yeah, it's a slow process, man.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that huge surprise for me is him. Big jump in his development.
You the chosen one from the Bronx. Is you with us, brother?
I'm so lethargic right now, bewildered, confused. Thank you, Montana. Just hearing things
I'm
like that.
Say, don't cry.
Celebrate
don't cry,
my.
Bro.
You know
don't
what I'm
cry,
saying?
Don't cry, bro.
It just it. I'm with you 1,000%, bro. I'm with you. I just feel he's not the franchise processing guy. He's the guy that's eventual, and he showed what you said. But I'm going to tell you my biggest surprise, because Aziz definitely is not it, because I expect that from my son. That total we already spoken about, he's going to have a real second half shake, by the way, too, to get into them double digits like you predicted. My biggest surprise, and y'all might not be surprised, is Adoree Jackson. I did not expect that dude to come here after that one catch by that dude from the Redskins, right? The kid with the three names, the big kid. Yo, Adoree Jackson has been playing lights out the last 5 to 6 games, bro. Like, I can count on him. Like, I'm not even worried about him. And y'all know how I feel about cornerbacks. Y'all know how critical I am against cornerbacks. Yo, I'm not even worried about the kid. I don't think he's going to get burned. You haven't heard me come on here talking about, yo, Adoree Jackson going to have to deal with that this week. You ain't hear me say that one time in over a month. He has been playing phenomenal. And he's my biggest surprise.
All that money we paid him, he's playing, thank God he's playing at the level that he's supposed to be. That's all I'm saying. I didn't know that much about him, but I figured all that money he's playing, no, he's playing right about the right level. But I wouldn't, you know, I ain't quite that as enthusiastic, because early on it was just such a, what I thought was a mistake. So he definitely cleaned it up, thank God. But, you know, hell, all that money he's getting, okay, thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, my biggest disappointment, man, is a coupling between Saquon and the $72 million man. That's because he just paid you $72 million, bro.
That's a good one, Black. That's a good one.
You know what I'm saying? It's just because he paid you $72, though. So the Saquon thing is disappointing, because y'all know that's my thing. I hate to see him go out like this, because he ain't had none of this in college. And still talking shit between the tackles, and I ain't gonna front. At this point, I'm kind of starting to believe him. Until he proves, you know, he can do that again. My biggest surprise is my son Austin Johnson, man. I think he's outplaying Danny Shelton. Although we're not stout against the run because he's not that stout, he's having a pretty decent season, man. Austin Johnson, man. Shocked to see him every you know, see him around the quarterback too. I think he's sneakily having a pretty good season. I think that was a pretty good pickup for him, but we still need a hog in the middle. All right, let's get to it. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers lead the NFL with 2.9 completions of 25 plus yards per game. This is the chosen shit right here, bro. The Giants are allowing 1.4 completions of 25 plus yards per game, tied for the 9th fewest in the league. Do you guys think that the bend but don't break is working, and will it work in Tampa Bay? I'm going to start with you, OG Steve from DC. Ding, ding, let's get it started.
Do I think it's, at this point it seems to be working, man, because we're tackling. So that's really what it comes down to. And, yeah, so it's working out. Safeties with now, you know, with Peppers down. Yeah, McKinney's obviously doing a much better job. We know we got the linebackers playing better. So it's working. You know, it's working. You know, and I think that, you know, the numbers prove that in the last four games. I mean, the last three games, nobody even scored a touchdown in the second half of the game. Ain't no other team can say that but us. Ain't nobody scored in the second half of the game in the last three games. So we control the first half of the game. You know, the defense has been pretty much shutting it down the second half, so I'm showing up, baby. I'm with it.
Okay. All right. Well, just easy, be safe. Chase Montana, talk to me, baby.
What's the question?
Oh, Lord. I just couldn't do that. I was like, as soon as I clicked up the screen, I was like, you don't ask me about the question. All right. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers lead the NFL with 2.9 completion rate of 25-plus yards per game. Our New York Football Giants are only allowing 1.4 completion rate of 25 yards per game. That's tied for the ninth fewest in the league. Do you believe that the bend but don't break is working, and is it going to work in Tampa Bay?
I think it was that at first, the bend but don't break. I spoke on that plenty of times. I don't feel like that's what it is now. I think that this defense has some confidence right now, and they playing like best ball right now. So I think the momentum with the defense, how they got it and how they clicking, yeah, I don't even see it being a bend don't break. I think they going to be shutting shit down. I don't really think it's going to be a shootout. It's one of those defensive fucking games, man. Yep.
Running the ball. Mm. All right. All right. LRP, talk to me, baby.
Now, that last part, I didn't even catch even on the second try. You said, do we feel that it's working, their bend over don't break defense?
Is it working because of those stats that I presented? And
gotcha. Okay.
Will it work in Tampa Bay?
Okay, yeah, all right. Just want to make sure. So I don't. I don't think that it's working. And even I want to take it a step further and say I don't think it's sustainable. So, you know what I mean? And I think it's ill-advised. However, I'm going to preface what I'm about to say by saying that I do like what Logan said about the reasoning behind what they've been doing. Because he did allow putting better perspective on that. However, I still don't think it's sustainable. I think you do need to do a better job, in which I think those turnovers by Dory Jackson actually completing some of these, because he's in a good spot. But if they can start making those plays to completely, you know, force turnovers, then I think they're on to something. And it hasn't worked because they, you know, we 3-6, right? So, you know, to this point, until they get above 500 with this method, then I'll be like, okay, it's working, but they're still losing. So.
Okay. All right. You chose one from the Bronx. Talk to me, baby.
I can't believe you don't like the way we play Kansas City, man. That's crazy to me, but okay.
Yeah, I'm just waiting on my time.
My bad, I'm done. Sorry.
Yeah, I know how I felt about this defense. Yeah, I know how I felt about Patrick Graham cutting his head off all year, pointing out his mistakes, getting on your nerves, talking about what he's doing the worst in the world because of how we were losing games at the end, not holding people. But that is all turned around due to him making adjustments. But I do not think a bend but don't break against this team right here, against the GOAT, against those weapons that he does still give the ball to. At any given time, any one of those guys can become a killer if he targets the weakest man on the field or he finds the mismatch. And we all know he's the greatest at finding the mismatch. I don't want Graham to have to adjust to the mismatch, and I don't want the bend but don't break. I just want us to apply pressure, do the best we can, because this type of offense is that dink and dunk. They'll kill us if we do that. They'll kill us. With the guy win with the Mike Evans, with the break, with the Howard, with the he got running backs that could catch out of the backfield and make it happen. We can't play like that with this. We got to punch him in the mouth. We got to send that pressure. We got to get home. So, no, bend but don't break against this team. No, just simply break people in half, Graham. Not break us, break them. So, no, it will not work with them.
All right. I agree with Shakes, man. I don't think it's bend but don't break on this particular question. I think this is better safety play. I think we're just getting better safety play for the 25-plus, you know what I'm saying? And I think what's happening with that better safety play is giving us a chance. It's giving us an opportunity to compete on the back end, you know what I'm saying? Because now if you know you got a guy like Xavier back there, or now that you know that you got a guy like Logan back there that's not going to allow the short and intermediate, they've been doing a pretty decent job, right? I'm pretty sure we're going to run into some nightmares, but, you know, such as the NFL, you know what I mean? Those guys get paid too. So I kind of agree with Shakes, and no, if we apply any kind of bend but don't break to Tampa Bay, I don't think it actually works, you know what I'm saying, not unless you can really keep the big play off you. If you can keep the big play off you and really lock them down in the red zone, I'm with you, because I think that was the formula before when we, you know, almost beat them in that crazy game where I think it was like a 2-point conversion or something crazy at the end. But, yeah, that ain't going to work versus Tampa Bay. But, all right, so what we're going to do right now, man, is break it down. You know how I do it, man. Self-proclaimed king of depressor. Got a couple presses, y'all. And, no, at the request of my brother LRP, they're not the ordinary. We got a couple different ones. We got some DBs in the building. All right, first one up. We got, this is Dory Jackson. And I'm going to give a shout out to Shakes Montana. This is his son. And, you know, I was hard on the Dory. I was, man, and he is playing better. And I got to, you know, give him some shout outs and some kudos and some love. Everybody do the responsible thing. Mute yourself and let's listen to the presser. And you have a spawn to react even with the want.
Dory, how unique is Tom Brady as an opposing quarterback to face?
Just the accolades itself. Played against him 3 times before, so to, you know, witness him growing up and then be able to play against him in the league and see the things that he's done, is for sure, you know, great to watch and great to witness, and I think, you know, that's what stands apart from him.
What makes him great, do you think?
I mean, from outside looking in, don't know him personally, I guess his work ethic and the way he leads, just hearing different stories from different guys who probably play in New England or play with him and just hearing different stories. So I just think that nature, the atmosphere, what makes him, just being a unique competitor and going out there and putting it all on the line.
Does he see things that most quarterbacks don't see?
I mean, I'm going to say yeah. Just by speaking off of the things that he's accomplished, you know, the numbers that he put up, and different things that he's able to do. So I feel like he sees the game at a different level. I mean, that's why he's considered an elite and one of the greatest quarterbacks to play the game.
Did this break come at a good time for this team? You know, you take it whenever you get it. You're coming off a win. Sometimes teams want to play again after they come off a win, but it's also week 10. You know, where does set this break for me?
I think the break is good just mentally, you know, aside from physically. Obviously, you want to get your body together. But I think mentally having a time to reset and digest what you want to do, what you want to become, and things in that nature. So I think mentally a bye week is always great. No matter if you win or lose, it's always good to have to reset yourself and find new goals and keep pushing yourself.
How do you think this team will change now, or will it?
I think just by keep coming in and competing, you know, every day fighting and working and understanding that even though we got 8 weeks left, we really have 1 week. You know, we got to take it 1 week at a time, 1 day at a time, and just focus on the now. That's what we preach about. So I think the changes will come through practice and how we approach each day. You can't look at the bigger picture. You just got to put the little pieces together to get the ultimate picture that you want.
3 weeks ago, you guys obviously had that Rams game where you struggled. And then 3 weeks, in the last 3 games since then, you've played real good defense. I'm curious. Some people have said Coach Graham simplified things. Some people have said Coach Graham took some things out of the playbook, like pared it down a little. What do you point to as the biggest change, coaching-wise, that's helped the players?
I think us clicking together and being cohesive. And I think us understanding the situation that we weren't excelling or doing well at, which was, you know, third down, 2 minute, and in the red zone, and trying to correct those things. And I think by that aspect and us coming together, understanding what we wanted to do and what we needed to do to get the job done, and it started working for us.
Did you actually go home, or did you hang around here? Because it really wasn't a full week to get away.
Chilling. I was here. Getting my body right, getting my mind right, like I was saying, and yeah, just be to myself, you know, not trying to be worried about the outside, just staying in my house, watch a couple TV shows, eating good, and playing some video games, which is, you know, much needed.
What did the coaches challenge you to do personally, and what have you improved on maybe the last month or so?
I think the biggest thing that we harp on about is just having that, that edge, being more aggressive, about like attacking the ball in different natures, you know, just going out there and playing fast. And other than that, you work on that throughout the week in practice. Just being comfortable with being who I am, playing fast and playing free. So, you know, you take everything in, you hear everything from what they coach you and tell you to do, and just try to implement it in practice and keep getting better and constantly improving.
You like being coached hard?
I love it. I mean, that's the only way that you should want to be coached. I understand that no coach want to put you in a situation to fail. They just want to see you succeed and play well. And that's how I always look at a coach trying to coach me. That they wouldn't put me out there because it's not just their name on the line, the team name on the line, and ultimately it's me out there. So I, at the end of the day, you just got to go out there and prepare yourself and compete.
You know, you look at this team, and obviously the quarterback is what stands out. Who's the biggest threat of receiver in your mind? Who's the guy you got to take?
Man, they all lethal. I'm not even going to lie to you. Just watching them play, you know, Tom's going to spread the ball out, spread the ball around. So I feel like each receiver has a different asset and a different uniqueness to them that makes them all, you know, go together and makes them a lethal repertoire. And then they have great running backs, too, and tight end as well. So I feel like they just, you know, like I spoke about Kansas City, they have a lot of weapons around them to make them go and make them fire at a high rate.
Speaking of Kansas City, how much did you give O'Shane for the offside?
None, man. Because I feel like as a player, if you've been there and you understand certain things, I don't know, I take it back to Dick LeBeau. Like, we used to play, he used to be like, if somebody did something, gave up a pass or gave up something, he always had a story that was worse than what we were going through and was able to explain to us, like, I've been in your shoes before, I understand, so you never want to harp or beat down a dead horse or something that's already going bad. You just try to uplift them. At the end of the day, like Coach always says, everybody in that room is going to help us win games at some part through the season. So you just want to lift them up as much as possible because you don't know what you're going through and you don't want to say the wrong thing. You just want to bring them all together because at the end of the day, we're a team.
The other day we saw you back out here, like, catching balls, almost working as a receiver with one of the quarterbacks. Is that something that they specifically want you to work on and that you've been – kind of working on to, you know, sort of...
Man, I didn't know y'all was out here. Nah, that was just me just working on just trying to catch the ball and, you know, using my hands, really, and attacking the ball. So it's cool to have the quarterbacks. I had Buzz throw me a couple passes, you know, deep balls, and then just was pretty much just getting some extra work in, you know, where I can before I went to the crib.
All right, Odell Jackson. All right, OG Steve from DC, talk to me, man. How you feel about that presser?
I thought it was a good presser, man. You know, Dory's, you know, he's a mature player, so, you know, he's always pretty articulate and keeps everything pretty great, but at the same time, he really won't let you take him a place that he don't want to go. So, you know, I just like his whole, you know, attitude, his approach, man. You know, he's humble dude. You know, just what you want to hear is outstanding, you know, staying here, man, staying and keeping his head in football, man. So, you know, all you can do is respect that man and, you know, watch the man go handle his business. So, you know, I thought it was good.
All right. Chase Montana, if you wouldn't, talk to me, man, about your son. All right. Shakes, you with us? All right. LRP, talk to me, baby. All right. Who the chosen one from the Bronx?
What up, what up? I know what time it is.
Talk to me, baby. How you feel about that pressure?
I just, you know, sometimes, bro, and I gotta say, sometimes I really don't like the questions that they ask. And it's not because they ask a question that I'm like, dang, yo, they really. But some of the things that they ask a DB is so non-relevant in my mind. Now, I may be wrong, but I doubt it. I mean, asking the man, you know, what'd you say? What do you think about him? Like, that man is not going to give that man all of them props and all that. He like, yo, I'm not personally, you know, I don't personally know him, but I guess it's worth ethic. I guess that's what makes him one of the greats of all time. You know what I mean? And that's cool. But then they're asking him questions like Tom Brady is in his life everything. You know what I mean? Like, so it's just a little different. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I love what Adoree is saying. You know, he answered the question professionally, mm-hmm. answered the question, you know, the best that he could. But I don't know. It's just something about the question of my brother, you know, that just wasn't hitting for me. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
All right. So it's Montana. Talk to me about your son. Have you heard that? You probably heard it before, though. All right. LRP, you're back with me. Talk to me about a daughter.
I thought it was a cool presser to add to the conversation about what we were talking about before leading into the presser. When Logan Ryan said that Patrick G had more respect for the growth, and also what Adoree Jackson alluded to in his presser about guys coming together, guys communicating, you know, being allowed to be more aggressive. That just happened. You know what I mean? That, like, that hasn't been all season. And Logan Ryan alluded to it in his presser last week. That was dope as hell. And they had a call to the Jesus moment to allow these things to happen, because before, it wasn't. So, you know, the question of the bend don't break, and now the presser here, these things are starting to happen. So, you know, just to put things in perspective, you know, as far as is it working, it hasn't worked up until when they decided to change it. And now you see the fruits of that, you know what I mean? So I'm glad that all of them are now allowed to be themselves in their individual spaces to look good collectively. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right, because Ida Chosen One touched on the earlier pause, and you just brought it all the way home. You know, the changes that Graham made, you know what I'm saying, the adjustments that he made. So that's a fact. Shay, she back with us? All right. So what I'm going to do now, man, I'm going to go on to the next person, man. We're going to, you know, this is the slow part of the show. We're going to play the presses. Then we're going to get into some verbal violence. All right? Everybody get a responsible thing and mute yourself. We're going to get into some blueberry, James Bradbury.
Can you talk about the challenge of Brady and just what makes him so good at what he does?
I think he's a very, very smart quarterback. You know, he has an elite brain, and obviously used it well, you know, playing against defenses. That's why he's been able to play so long. So I think that's the main thing.
So what do you guys need to do this week to be competitive, to make this a game, to win this game?
I think for defense-wise, you got to kind of disguise certain things so that he doesn't pick out what you're actually in. And also, you got to do your job. You know, you got to execute and make sure you take away their explosive plays.
Do you disguise things, or is that more of a safety thing? Or, I mean,
I think against Tom Brady, it's all of us, like, back seven thing. But typically, it's mainly the safety stuff.
Like, but you try to play games with quarterbacks? And
this week, I'm going to try.
Where is this team right now, coming off a win but also having a bye week? Where do you think the club is heading into this stretch, morale-wise, focus-wise, confidence-wise?
I think it's strong. You know, us as players, we take it week by week. We don't really focus over like the long haul of the season, you know, because you never know week by week what's going to happen. So it's strong week in and week out, and we're looking forward to playing against one of the best.
It seems like a simple question, but obviously when the defense goes on the field, the goal is to give them no points in series, but sometimes you give them field goals. Is the difference between giving up a field goal and a touchdown for a defense mentally, is it more than even 4 points? You know, all right, at least we held them to a field goal and not letting them get in the end zone?
I think the 4 points is the biggest thing. Because, of course, you add 7 up over time, you're going to score more points. So when an offense drives down the field and they're only able to get a field goal out of it, that's kind of taking their momentum away. But also, they can't win the game off of just straight field goals. At least I don't think so in today's NFL.
I mean, it's easy to say, but, lack of touchdowns or scoring touchdowns, and the Bucs have a lot of touchdowns, most in the league. I mean, can it be demoralizing for a defense when you see them get in the end zone so often?
It's not really demoralizing. You just got to have that reset mentality as a defensive player. They're going to score. They got elite players on their team. They get paid a lot of money. They're going to score. You just got to be able to weather the storm and be able to fight back and make plays on your side of the ball as well.
What made Mike Evans such a tough matchup for you last year?
I think he's just who he is. He's a physical, big receiver, able to use his body well, and he attacks the ball. He has a huge catch radius. So I think that's what made it so hard to play against him last year.
Is he probably the receiver you're most familiar with in the league from your background?
Man, I played him quite a bit. I'd probably say, I'm probably most familiar with him.
So how does that work? I mean, do you guys both probably try to do things differently? You just kind of do what you do?
You just got
to
go out there and play. That was my mindset when I played against him consistently. Just go out there and just play.
Does it make it different that he has Brady to work with? How much did that change the equation for you?
He was still tough to guard. But Jameis, I feel like Jameis threw more deep balls than Tom Brady does. Just because I feel like Jameis Winston has a really, really strong arm. Tom Brady, he's elite quarterback, so he makes smart decisions back there quite a bit, and he's very accurate as well. So just two different quarterbacks, but both of them hard to play against, really.
As a player, do you ever look at, Tampa's lost 2 in a row, Brady's lost 2 in a row, we really, really have to be on our game, because he never loses 3 in a row, it seems?
I just look at it as me facing Tom Brady, one of the greatest. So just with that, I got to be on my A game. So I don't really look at how many losses he's had or how many losses or wins that we've had. It's a new week. He's a great competitor.
James, how's Tate been doing in the run of the huddles and stuff like that? He's been that's kind of new to him. Blake was doing that for most of last year.
Yeah, I think he's been doing well. It's tough being kind of new in the league, young player in the league, and also having a lot thrown on your plate. So I think he's handled it well. I think the biggest thing for us is just being able to communicate, and that's what we always talk on. Every time we're out there on the field, just communicate, and after that, we just execute.
Do you like primetime games? I mean, this team has not done well in primetime games. Is there something different about them that maybe some guys don't handle as well?
I just enjoy playing football in general, whether it's playing at night, during the day, primetime or not. And I don't think I don't think primetime is actually getting to us, I can't really point out what it is. I just like to play football, honestly.
A lot of times in primetime games, you're playing against a good team.
For sure.
Is that part of it, do you think, also?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I think we play good teams week in and week out, teams play bad on Sunday during the day, teams play bad at night sometimes. So just on that day, any given Sunday or Monday, it could be your day.
Or Thursday.
That is not a big difference. What's your routine like?
When I have more time on my hand, usually I try to fit a nap in there, try to take some of that time up. But I like waking up and just playing, honestly, on Sunday around 1. But doing prime time games, you get more sleep, so that's a positive.
All right. That's James Blueberry. What's your think about the presser, man? Talk to me, OG. OG Stephen DC, you know.
I'm a
I'm going to be brief, fellas. Excuse me because I'm eating, but I wanted to chime in on this real quick. I think James Bradbury be joking with me. I think he'd be clowning the reporters for real. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of stuff he'd be saying is just sarcastic, especially when he just started, you know, giving them what they want. You want to compliment them, we just give you the, you know, go overboard with the compliments. But, and you know, and just giving them all kinds of information that he knows is just, like, ridiculous, you know. Basically, it's about the man about to tell him what time he brushed his teeth that morning. So I think he'd just be clowning them, y'all. I think he'd just be looking at the question like, it's ridiculous, so let me just give you a ridiculous answer and move on my day.
Mm-hmm. All right, Shakes, you back with us, brother?
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same mission, eating.
Yeah, I'm
but I like it. Like OG said, like he it just seems like he has a gift for gab with the motherfuckers. He knows how to deal with the motherfuckers. He knows what they want to hear. You know what I mean? And he tells them and he makes a joke out of it where they can laugh and ha ha ha. You know what I mean? He has it. He got it right down point. He got them like a puppet. Like a puppet master. You know what I mean? So, yeah, shout out to Bradbury. It was definitely an interesting interview. Like what he had to say about my son Evans being a tough matchup. But he always did have some success against him as well. So
that's how he got the money.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Did you hit Odori?
I like his interview. That was good. Pretty interesting.
Did you hit Odori?
No, I didn't hit Odori.
Okay, that's good. You know,
I was moving around.
It's all good, bro. You told one from the Bronx. You heard you in the background say it's comedy. Talk to us, brother. How you feel about this person?
Now, that was a good conversation. You see what the disparity between the two? The first one with Odori seems, the questions is just whatever reporters they were, because it wasn't the same. They were trying to fetch, you know, trying to get that conversation out that the more experienced reporters was able to ask James Bradbury. Cleaner, crisper questions. And like my brothers both alluded to, and Shake and Steven, of course, we call him the OG, you know. It's exactly Antro Roe. When I hear James Bradbury talk, I think of Antro Roe. He knew exactly, say, how to play the media, how to make them start downplaying their questions, where he could just control the room. Smart, savvy, and knowing what to do. Sophisticated, but I need that play to be on the field. Smooth, crisp, mirror, and get that play up. Sounds good in the media room, but get that play up, boy.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact. LRP, talk to me, baby.
Me? Is it on me?
You smacking the lips too, Paul?
They call me.
No, I'm good, man. I'm good. they called me. I actually said that this week. It was, and I had to mute myself from the recorded line because I started snickering afterwards because it was an inside joke. But I didn't mean it for it to come out. I was like, you called me, so what's going on? What you want to talk about? But look, man, I like the fact, you know, just a little tongue-in-cheek to it, you know what I mean? And I agree with you fellas, you know, it's just the run-of-the-mill veteran, savvy dude being able to navigate through the minutia of what the fuck they asking, you know, what's your routine and this, that, and the third, you know. Man said, I'm gonna sleep, you know, get in the nap, you know. And the dude before him said, man, I just play some video games. Sound like a lazy-ass off week. Bye week for the bye week. You know what I'm saying? But I especially enjoyed the fact he was like, before he answered, he was like, you know what I mean? He didn't say, you know what I mean? He was like, you know, I like that. I like when people are like, okay, and then respond, so.
That's what's up. Yeah, yeah. Very, very, very much comedy. This brother right there with the And you think so? He said, you think so? Nah, man. We play good teams. We can. We out. You know what I'm saying? Even caught him with the joke on, you know.
Is everybody that bad?
Shout out to James Blueberry. But we got another press.
I'm
going to
take that off my son before the season is over, man.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to figure it out.
Yeah,
we're going to
take that off.
Blueberry. We got your other son, man. Evan Ingram, man. He's supposed to be important on this bye week, I guess.
He got the right to speak. He earned the right to talk.
Everybody do the responsible things, and let's listen to Evan Ingram talk to us about his bye week.
I remember 2 years. What do you remember 2 years ago about Daniel's first start against the Bucs? You had a touchdown in that game. The feeling of like newness and like excitement about that game.
Yeah, that was a fun game. Real fun game. I mean, I remember just going into halftime down. I think it was like 17-3, 21-3, something like that. And I just remember just the energy in our offensive side of the locker room was still up. And then had a big play out of the half. And it was just a big rally. I mean, had some turnovers in that second half. Like, it was just a crazy game. And DJ running in at the end, it was an awesome game.
And what do you remember about last year? You played every game last year, so you must have played the Bucs game last year. He had the two turnovers in the fourth quarter. You lost by 2 points to a team that went on to win the Super Bowl. Kind of the total opposite end of the spectrum. What do you remember about that?
Yeah, no, that was a tough loss. It was a real tough loss. It came down to that crazy two-point play at the end and a little controversy there. But, you know, it was just a crazy game. I think that was a Monday night or two. So, it's going to run it back again. It's going to be good.
Evan, how hungry were you guys last year? Had you made the playoffs on that last day, you would have posted the Bucs.
Yeah.
Right? So how hungry were you to get another shot at them after losing that game back?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about just the possibility of playing them in the wild card? Yeah, I mean, that was – everybody was watching the Eagles game. The Eagles – I think it was Eagles-Washington. So we were obviously – everybody was glued to the TV for that one to see if we would get a chance. So – obviously, it didn't happen, but yeah, we were ready for another go.
How much do you guys as playmakers talk about actually playing together? Like, you know, like kind of like envision, hey, you know, it'd be nice to actually get everyone on the field together and envision like what that might look like.
I mean, we don't really look at it that way. We just want the best for each other, and we want everybody to be healthy. And we know the work we put in and what we can be capable of. So there's really not much to say. It's just hoping the guys can stay healthy, get healthy, and just get them back on the field and get back out there together.
With that being said, what was it like seeing Saquon back out there? That was the first time he practiced since he got injured.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, just have his presence, and even in the huddle, it's awesome. He's our biggest leader, our biggest captain. So it's just good to have him back. I know he's been itching to get back, so he's going to stay the course and keep working and keep doing what he can to be ready.
How important was the bye week? Time to just relax, and did you relax?
It was nice. It was nice to get away. Definitely, my favorite part about it was going into it with a W, and that was big for just our morale and our mindset as a team. So it was definitely good to get away and take some time off. But I'm pretty sure everybody here still had a little bit of their mind and thoughts on the rest of the season. So it's good to be back today.
You didn't get that old Miss win though, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. Yeah, I got down. You talking about this past weekend?
Weren't you there?
Yeah, yeah, I was down there. It was awesome. Got to the Grove, was on the square, was on the field. And we had a big one, too. It was a big game. Game day was there. It was awesome to get back. I ain't been back in a couple of years, so they were showing me some love down there. So it was a fun weekend.
You guys seem pretty loose. You think that's a fair way to describe your team right now?
Like,
in a good way.
I mean, I wouldn't put any label on it. I think we're just... we know what we're capable of, and we know there's things that we can still be better at, and I think we're excited about it, and we're excited about this opportunity we have in the second half of the season.
Let's take two more.
You guys, as a player, make anything about it? I mean, this is, the third year in a row you guys end up playing Tom Brady. Does it mean anything to you guys to get a chance to go up against him? I know you're on the other side of the ball. But.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a better question for guys on defense. is, I mean, obviously he's one of the greatest to ever do it, so never wanted to take away from that, but it's just another opportunity for us.
All right, my bad. All right, we back. OG Steve from D.C., what you thought about Evan Ingram's presser, man? All right, he's still eating. Chase, you doing the same? You eating too, bro? It's dinner time.
No. I'm going to say this about the whole damn Evan Ingram shit, like, at the beginning of the season, right, he's being booed and shit, right? And motherfuckers was looking like, damn, like, really? Yeah, I don't see it being a comeback for this kid. Like, he may have to get traded or even cut at some point. And then look how, like, a good three games would do for you. Because now he's being cheered. You know what I'm saying? That's being cheered. All you got to do is go out and play like you know how to play. That's all you got to do. That's all we ask of you. Stop dropping these concentration balls. Stop doing stupid, dumbass shit. Just make a catch. And that catch that he made, that was a man's catch. I'm a man. That's what it was. None of that motherfucking belly shirt shit. None of that. That shit was, this is my ball, hard, and you can't have it. That's it.
Belly shirt shit.
Dark skin catches. That's all you got to do. Yeah. Just make dark skin catches, and we good.
Exactly.
All right. You're the chosen one. Talk to us about them dark skin catches, man.
But he know what it is. I had to talk with him. They disrespecting you on the show. You promised something to me and my boy when we interviewed you. You playing games out here. I don't know what you thinking. I don't know how you feeling. But your ass is on the line. Don't act like you ain't tradable or can't be up out of here easily. Do you actually want to play for the Giants? Or did you like just wearing them shirts we give you for free? What's up? You feel me? Keep making dark skin catches. And that's it. Mm-hmm. See how you was, and Jason Garrett, this is I got to say it to you too. Put him where he's supposed to be. Put him on the outside. Make him go over the middle in certain situations. Put him against people who cannot stop him and exploit them.
Mm-hmm. He is a matchup nightmare.
That's it.
Hey,
what you gotta do?
Hey, Black. Mm-hmm. Can I jump in there real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, OG.
Yeah. It was a good interview. You know, I'll just say this. You know, I mean, it's good to see the kid because it was. You know, he was wondering, was this kid gonna hurt himself? I mean, you know, the fans. We love our team, but it should be no surprise that people want to challenge. He's still wearing blue, but I don't think he's done enough to be like, I want him back. You know, I want to get carried away, man. So, you know, I mean, it's good to see him do a little something because he's wearing blue. So, I mean, it's not a surprise to me that people are going to cheer this and the other, but, I don't think he's done enough. One's like, I want to extend him or give him a new contract, you know. I mean, in fact, at some point I told myself there was nothing he could do. You know, I mean, I would never say never, but I'm far from that. So it was a good interview, and, I don't care about that. I just care about what you do on the field. But I'm going to cheer for him because he's wearing blue. So that's all I got on.
All right. LLP? Got anything, LLP? Talk to me.
Yeah. How's the audio? Good?
Yeah, you good, bro.
Cool. So, I mean, the presser was, it was pretty average, and you know, run of the mill. But just speaking on the topic of Evan Engram, the player, I'm with OG. I don't think he's done enough to solidify a spot to be here or be brought back. I think he's definitely going to have to find another gear that he's never found, and I don't see that happening because, you know, you need to be on some Kelce and Kittle level. You went to the camp, you know what I mean? And if I can even switch my daggone name from earlier to the biggest disappointment, it would be him for me because I do have so much high expectation. And granted, and OG about the praise to, you know, about the praise to the gods and the earth, because I'm going to say Garrett has put him in some bad spots and he's never really used him right. However, he, you know, it's more the percentage in this particular case is more him because of the missed opportunity. And whenever Daniel throws you the ball, something bad happens. That still happens. Yeah, he made a man catch, but that still happens, you know, to this day. So I'm going to need him to find that extra gear, man, because if he did that, on top of John Ross, the Galladay, the Barkley, the Shep, Tony, I mean, yo, Slayton. You know, so, and he hasn't lived up to it. It's a lot of inconsistency. So I do love the player, though, and it's sad. It's just sad, man. I'm disappointed at the whole situation because it's like that child that you know is talented but just never really applies himself. And you know what I mean? Like Basquiat, before he became Basquiat, what if he never just stayed to the streets or decided to work at Wendy's or something?
I feel you, bro. All right. Yeah, y'all know I was hard on this man, you know what I'm saying? It's still on, you know what I mean? That pink, I can't erase that pink situation that happened. But what I will say is that, yeah, he did have some dark skin catches out there, especially that first one, put the touchdown. And yes, he's put together a couple weeks. We need to see some consistency. We know what he can do. We know exactly what he can do. It's just, man, it's just some of the worst times ever when we needed him. He just wasn't there. Or something happened that was just horrific. So I don't have the time for it, Evan Engram. I'm going to need you to come out there and do your motherfucking thing. This is your game. This is your type of game right here. You know what I mean? Actually, all of them are your types of games. You need to be one of the tops. I don't know how you went to the Pro Bowl last year, but it happened. We need to see a little bit more of that. All right. So I got a little...
Dude, you know, he's a down-the-field demon, man. He's a down-the-field scene demon. And you never see that with Garrett, man. You never see that play. Not as much as you should with that kind of talent. You taking the top off the defense, a seam, a sluggo, will tear them apart. You got them doing drags and crosses and shallows and flats and screens. Run his ass
bubble
down the field, man.
Bubble screen.
And he's too fast. He's too daggone fast. And that's probably not where the connection comes in because he's too goddamn fast. And he's throwing the ball. I mean, Daniel Jones is not Eli.
I'm going to say this, LRP, to add to that. I don't think Jason Garrett has ever had anything like that. A tight end who is fast, speedy, as a wide receiver. He's had good tight ends. Pause. But I don't think he's ever had an Evan Engram type of wide receiver. That boy was in Washington, it'll be on. It'll be on if he was in Washington. Because they know how to use those type of guys. Logan Thomas, Jordan Reed, what was the kid's name? Can't win with him, can't play with him. What is his name? Oh, man, come on, help me,
Vernon
brother.
Davis.
There you go. Vernon Davis. Come on, like, He doesn't know what to do with that.
McGraw.
Look,
like,
man, here's
right,
the thing.
Bro.
If he came down to this year mm-hmm. or just that, you know, or just his play, maybe. But his dude is not even being able to stay healthy. This is, you know, it's not a Jason Garrett problem. I'm sorry. This is not a Jason Garrett problem. This is a fucking Evan Engram problem.
No, well, before I agree with that, injuries played
the
role.
Yeah, we agree with the whole situation.
But since he's been healthy, he's healthy now.
No, that's part of the package, though, when I look at him. I can't forget about all that, too. And just like all the drop balls, trip balls, and all that other stuff. That's part of it, to me.
But if he's going to be on the field, we got him for the rest of the season. Get something out of it.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing, I ride with him, but I'm just saying, I ain't even care about these coaches.
I ride, but damn, man. Hold on, hold on. These neo football giants and these coaches, they love this kid. I don't know what he be doing in practice, but they love that kid. You know what I mean?
What he do after practice?
So I don't know where they're gonna find the money to pay him, but they love that kid.
Now there you go, E. I ain't even going there. That kind of man got the pro ball anyway last year. I don't know. He spent too much damn time in the living room, man. He always going to be in the living room. I don't know what's wrong with that, man. Hey, look. Listen, man. All I'm saying is this.
I'm going to tell you one thing, and then, you know, this is out of the realm. I just like, he got facial hair. You heard? Keep, you know what I mean, the goatee and everything going, man. Get a beard. Hell wrong with you, boy.
Man, forget about it, yo. We lucky you got a goatee.
Get a beard. No, that's right.
Well, get a crew cut. Get that
you?
Damn.
Get a beard, man. Or braid it or do something, bro. That shit looking crazy.
Oh, don't braid it. Please don't braid it. Mm-mm, don't do that.
Nah, no, we don't even do is that. I ain't fucking with that.
I don't even want to see him with dreads. Nothing.
No comment.
You better get you a damn afro, man.
Oh, he got the curls, bro. He got the
a natural afro, bro. Get you a Colin Kaepernick.
He couldn't even hit that note. That's what he got. When he told that.
Yo, Colin Kaepernick's afro is like, yo, who the fuck does that? That shit look like a microphone, bro.
Straight up.
What have you been doing, huh?
I don't know, man. That shit look like a black moon. That shit is crazy how you got this perfect.
No doubt. All right, so
I got to play the
Right.
I know I'm the best CIA agent the CIA ever had.
Hey, man. I got to go. Somebody in the background watching this is too. But yo,
I got to
play the womp womp. So what I want to do respectfully, mute yourself so I don't play the womp womp. Here goes some Joe Judge.
Return off the bye. Today's focus will continue to remain on us. It'll be a lighter day in terms of getting out there, getting the guys' bodies moving, a lot of fundamentals. A couple of other things will work as a team in terms of leading in some schematics, going through the back end stretch of the season we'll kind of introduce today. Other than that, biggest thing right now is get the guys back and moving, back out of vacation mode, back into football. So that being said, any questions you guys have?
Is everybody back?
Is everybody back? Everybody's back in the building, if that's what you're asking. Yes.
Would you say the optimism level is on Saquon playing this week?
Andrew? So Andrew will move around a little with the trainers today. We'll kind of see him over the next couple of days in terms of progress he's making. It's been moving in the right direction. In terms of Saquon, will be out here today doing some stuff with us. And we'll see that kind of builds in throughout the rest of the week. Like I said, he lost a lot last week, you know, not having the availability with the COVID stuff. That kind of set him back a little bit. I wouldn't say set him back physically, but in terms of his timetable, not having him ready for that game. But optimistic, we'll have him out here today, so he moves.
Joe, we saw Kevin Abrams at the Pitt-UNC game. I know you guys have faith in Daniel, but is it fair to say you guys are doing due diligence on all the quarterbacks in this coming draft?
There's a lot more than just quarterbacks that were in that game. So in terms of we look at a lot of players. That was one of the more notable games last week during the bye week for our guys to get out and watch different players. In terms of our responsibility, it's our job to know everyone's available on the street through these transactions and the draft next year through free agency. That's our job to know what's going on out there. But I wouldn't read too much into that.
Sure, how much did you change, like when you did all self-scouting, how much did you change during a bye week and coming out of that? Like what you guys do?
I don't think you try to radically change what you're doing. I think there's some things schematically maybe you've looked to do throughout the course of the year. It gives you a couple extra flex days early, introduce it from a teaching mode, and get it practiced by the right pace leading into a game. A lot of it's just reaffirmation of fundamentals and get back out there and work back on some things you did in training camp. Sometimes it's for a guy who joins your team early in the season, midway through the year, but you got to kind of go ahead and go back to the beginning for that person and kind of bring them up to speed so that everybody's working on the same page.
Joe, you mentioned about Saquon several times when he was rehabbing with the knee, you know, what a good leader he was, how, you know, the upbeat attitude. Have you seen anything different? Because, you know, he was coming back, and he was back from the knee. He played well in New Orleans, and now this next injury, you know, seemed to really hit him pretty hard, hit everybody pretty hard. You know, it was so unexpected. What have you seen from him with this second injury?
First of all, I'd say the two injuries are completely unrelated and definitely more of a freak accident. This isn't something from a guy who's, you know, injury prone or something of that nature. You know, it's a freak accident. Guy steps on somebody else's foot. It's nothing related to another injury that keeps lingering over. He did a tremendous job rehabbing the knee coming off of last year. That was a big injury. He did a great job. Did a great job off the field for us. He's continued to be a leader for us through this process. Look, I'm not going to speak for any player in terms of their mood or whatever, but, you know, for any player who's competitive to get out there, it can be tough, you know, as you make a lot of strides to get back and then feel that you're uninvolved for a little while. For us, it's been keeping him involved mentally, physically trying to get him back out there on the field. We're pleased today we'll have him out there for a little bit with us, get moving around, but the emphasis is to keep him involved with us as a team because he's an impact player for us on and off the field. He's done a great job as far as leadership, staying active as a captain on the team, active in captain's meetings. Gives a lot of great insight into what's going on in the locker room for me. A lot of, you know, pertinent feedback that I need. So he's done a great job as far as that's concerned.
Joe, a lot of people in the NFL will tell you that fullback is like a dying position, that there is not really a need for fullbacks anymore. You've carried two all year, and last game actually had a play where they were both on the field at the same time. Why is that?
Well, I think it's all based on how you use them. You know, I'd say Cullen's primary job for us is special teams. He's an impact player for us in the kicking game. He plays fullback as well, gives some depth in the backfield for, you know, fullback and running back when you're in an emergency situation. You know, Penny's kind of become a little bit hybrid. He can play fullback. He can play the true running back position. He's done both for us this year. He does a good job for us in the kicking game. So in terms of having that player and all the hats that one guy can wear within a game, that's critical. In terms of the fullback being a dying position, now I don't know, you look at some of the top running teams in the league, they all have fullbacks. So there's a common theme in a lot of these teams. So if you want to go ahead and trace on through, there's different reasons for each one. There's different types of fullbacks in this league. I'd say when you look at the fullbacks, the common theme they all have is, you know, one, there's obviously an element of blocking. Two, they all contribute in the kicking game. Fullbacks don't normally play 65, 70 plays in the game. So what are you doing when you're not involved for those? You know, some teams, Baltimore, play, you know, a significant number of snaps. You know, other teams, you know, New England, their fullback may play 15 to 20 snaps a game. What are they doing those other snaps to go ahead and give contributions?
Joe,
if I could ask one totally unrelated question.
On Daniel, just because you're playing Tampa Bay this week, last year when you played Tampa Bay, he had the two, if you remember, he had two really bad turnovers in the second half. And that's kind of, if you look at stats-wise, like a line of demarcation for him. Like, he became much better at taking care of the ball after that game. Is there anything to that, or is that coincidence? Like, was there a breakthrough that next week that he got it all of a sudden on taking care of
the ball? I think Daniel's done a good job just progressing in his career throughout the course of time. And obviously, you got to learn from mistakes. And as he's made mistakes or had plays he wants to have back, you can't go back in a time machine, so you just got to go ahead and carry it forward, make sure that you don't repeat those mistakes. He's done a good job of that for us. I think when you look at last year, that was obviously a line you can say, you know, before this game, after this game, there was, you know, distinctly different results. So whether there was something that happened distinctly in that game, obviously we make the emphasis every week of what we're doing correct, but he's improved as a player every game we've had him. And, you know, that was a significant part last year for him in terms of progressing in his career.
Joe, from the outside looking in, it would still seem plausible that you guys could make a run at a postseason berth. Is that something that you talk to your players about just so they're aware of the possibility still out there this season despite the record? I mean, when you look at the schedule, it does look plausible, or do you not raise that subject?
No, our job right now is prepare for Tampa. You know, all those other games are hypotheticals. To go ahead and start looking beyond things that don't exist. You know, we're going to have our hands full today, you know, getting ready for getting better as a team and then leading into Tampa. You know, they're one of the best teams in the league for a reason. They had probably arguably the greatest player to ever play the game, you know, down there, run the huddle. So we got a lot of things to prepare for. Talking about hypotheticals, we got enough real things coming at us in a week's time.
Joe, any COVID concerns coming off the bye week?
No, we're going to ramp Gary back up. He's out here with us today. Part of his ramp will be going through individuals and stuff with us in practice. So he'll be involved. Burton's returned. He's back healthy. Everyone's had to test, take multiple tests before getting in the building today. It includes every coach, every player, every staff member. So anyway, it was out of the building. So right now, everyone's all clear.
Joe, what did you do during the bye week to relax? Did you watch football? Or?
Yeah, for the most part, different age groups, though. I got to watch some of the league games yesterday. I had two sons that were involved in playoff games of their own. One high school, one in Little League.
What I'm going to go ahead and do is mute that because we're about to end the live portion of the show. I don't want to get all crazy loud. Plus, I don't want, you know, the fans to just hear Joe Judge going out, you know what I'm saying, in the live portion. So what I'm going to do is take some quick closing statements. Let's do some OG real quick. Pause. OG Stephen D.C. Give us a closing up.
Yeah, and you know, I really don't have nothing, man, but I just, you know, appreciate y'all letting me chime in and, you know, great show as usual. Part of my background, I know it's a little crazy. I'm trying to get this damn sound under control, man. But, yeah, so great show. Hey, man, I mean what I said earlier, man. Everybody, man, you know, stay peaceful, man, and enjoy your blessings and, you know, and stay true blue. All we can do, man. So it's gonna be whatever it is, you know. I'm still think we got, you know, a lot to play for, and I hope these players show up and do what they need to do. So that's it, man.
All right. Shakes Montana, talk to us, baby.
My man caught me off guard. I was still on mute. But, yeah, man, great show, man. Good shit. Got a lot more to talk about coming up in this week. But it's going to be crazy because we got the Monday Nighter. So,
out there. I would expect to see the best football this year. I really would. I would expect to see Tom play his best football. I expect them to play their best
football. My bad. They're going to just jump on his own. Yo, son, it just jumped on his own. Yo,
I was saying my stuff. Start imitating Joe Judge.
I will not be silent. Live portion said, nope. It came out of nowhere like, nah, see. I ain't even going out like that.
Hack, sit down, Joe. Down,
yeah, that was on me. That was on me because all I did was mute him. All I did was lower the vocals. I should have muted the joint. So the last
thing
you said, you was trying to stop that? Oh no.
Facts.
Yeah, my bad.
Yo, and Junkie Train Instincts conversation.
I think it was to the live portion. I mean, the live portion is over.
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, that's all I did was turn the volume down.
Mind your business, yo.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were cool. Okay. That usually happens.
That was messed up.
It's 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, so we were in the third hour already.
Right. Yeah, that was gangsta. But the pregame show was definitely gonna be on Montana Mondays, and we gonna have Montana Monday. So y'all definitely join us for that. But that's in the future because we still got Thriving Thursdays coming up and Easter Friday. Can't wait. We definitely going to talk about this game. And even though I didn't talk extensively about this game as of yet, we winning this goddamn game. Hashtag beat Tampa. Let's go.
Okay. I'm with you on this one, Shakes. I ain't scared of the Bullets. I ain't scared of them. I ain't, man. Fuck the Gooch.
No, I'm Freezy, man. I'm really, you know what? I know we always say people loving the crew. But right now, I'm loving my crew. You know, it ain't about Kool-Aid or nothing. It's about realistic situations. And having our team healthy, man, has to give you some type of at least confidence to say, you know what, we got a chance. I mean, it's the first time. Welcome back, Shake. This is for you. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Andrew Thomas. Welcome back, man. I ain't never think I was going to say that. 11 sacks, 39 pressures, 18, 15 quarterback hits a day. Welcome back, man.
He said a day.
a day. He was letting it do. I saw him ready. Yo, welcome back, man. Welcome back.
Yeah, hold on. Who was over there? The Cunningham kid? Who was over there? They put
Solder over there to die. And then Pert was going through his little spells, but he was adjusting. He wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Yannick gave him a wake up call, and after that, we started playing 13-12 personnel. I was talking to LRP about it, that we was playing 13-12 personnel. So we was taking a receiver off the field, but adding bunch formations. That's why Booker was able to, you know what I mean, catch the flow like that. So, you know, we made them adjustments to help out. You know, Pert didn't get whooped on, you know what I'm saying, like the Arabs. But they put Cunningham over there to help him. Obviously, you saw some of the All-22 that I was putting up, Freezy. You know, it was pushing Yannick on round and throwing him to the ground, opening up holes. So I'm just happy he back. And Daniel Jones is a better quarterback with his left tackle back there in the game, bottom line. More confident, more comfortable, more time in the pocket. Needs that boy.
Let the rhythm hit him. Yeah, man. Purdy. Got his life together, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right tackle.
How y'all feeling right now about the guard play? Are we getting enough consistent guard play?
Yes, son.
We're trying to change our lives, man. Thanksgiving a little better. Come on, baby.
Take on the William H. Oh, it sounds great.
He's acting up, man. Baby's getting tired of being changed, though.
Yeah. Who's the new baby? Who's on the ground the most this season?
Oh!
Who's the new baby? Nate Solder.
Nate Solder, the greatest, the baby Nate Solder, that man being changed, yo.
And they putting the baby powder on that man.
Yeah, they putting the powder on him.
No.
What?
Oh no.
What? Yo. Every week. It's Johnson.
Hold on.
Everything. It's the lotion, the baby powder, everything.
Gotta think of another Pampers brand.
Yo, he's smoking cigars after
that, bro. He be fucking Nate Solder up, bro. Oh,
man,
what's going on, bro?
Right,
yo,
I ain't never seen
like
that.
I'm getting too old.
Nate Solder
got straight.
He the new daddy.
What's
daddy
that shoulder block
for
what you can do? Is it Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat? Do a whole shoulder block, and that dude go all the way on his slide on the shoulder blade, knock him clear. That bullrog, yo, he got bullrog. When I forgot who, I think it was Von Miller when he was at Denver, threw his ass clear across the field, hash to hash. I was like, damn, dude, I was like,
yo, LRP. On the floor, it says 45. Yeah, on the floor, it said 45, 50, 76, 55, 45.
Cut that ball.
I thought it was running at 76.
Yo. Yeah. Oh, you lost 75% off that blow.
He is, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Not three quarters, man.
Three quarters,
yo,
bro.
Sam, they
triple
jack
Mortal Kombat combo,
crazy.
Like, boom.
Straight
he
up.
He should have been
so,
there. I would have took myself out the game, out the arena. I have to you win at this game.
Yo, word. I'd have called the timeout on me. It wouldn't have even been Joe Judge. It would have been me. I'd have called the timeout and say, yo, listen, coach, they door dashing. They door dashing right now.
Crazy. Oh, me see, bro. If you haven't seen
yo.
It, I don't
want to. Yeah, I ain't see it, man. I ain't seen a lot of things, man. I ain't going to front right
bro.
Now. My head been down just designing and making beats. Like, I'm about to put up
yo,
a motherfucking
I've been writing like
too.
Shit, bro.
Yo, it's
bro,
time, son. It's time, man. It's time to start doing it. Hey,
been,
you got
I've
a laptop, right? We're going to work it out. We're going to work it out.
Yo, I learned this, man. I'm learning this, bro. Woo!
Yo, check. I've been in the kitchen
mm-hmm.
a little bit. If I make Old Bay biscuits, you want some?
Cut a little
76 in them. You know what I'm saying? Little butter, little tater, like little bacon bits, Old Bay biscuits, B.
You gotta get the Red Lobster joints, bro. You get the Red Lobster joints and then put the Old Bay in the batter. Now you're doing something. Now you're from Maryland, you do it.
Yo, I mean, these are just things you do on the bye week. You know what I'm saying? Make biscuits.
Yo, they were straight sugar. Ain't nobody say they did a damn thing. And don't even ask Tony. See, my plans with people I don't know.
You know what he did? He was in the lab.
Don't he look like a black RoboCop wearing that fucking thing on his head all the time?
He looked like a crazy looking kid. I don't like to disrespect nobody. Shake to do it. I don't like to call people ugly. That ain't my thing. But he is a crazy looking kid. Like he had a lot of kids.
You just did the Bill Cosby. I just said he looked like the unfinished RoboCop. You the one called the Roger. You did the Bill Cosby.
Call that man ugly. I ain't call that man nothing. I said, Chase. See, there you go. See, Chase ain't got no problem with being disrespectful. Then Winston is from the color purple.
I'm just saying, man. You know, people wear hats.
He look like Steven. We ain't going to act like that.
Oh, look like you going skiing and shit. Ta-ta.
Yo, he looked like the one that plotted. When you be like, look, Kadarius, we're going to go in here, and we're going to kill Maxwell and that house and everybody in there. He like, yeah.
Nah, bro.
Let's go.
I'm going to tell you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because Black Freezy was on point with this one, right? X-Men looked like X-X-X-Dasacion, right? However you pronounce his name.
Dasacion.
And
he's talking about two braids.
Kadarius Tony looked like Young Thug and shit.
He do look like Young Thug.
He really do look like Young Thug.
Oh, the faceplate and everything like that. Yeah.
Oh, and the face. And he got the little nose ring thing. Yo, he's all the way Young Thug.
Yeah, man. Damn, boy.
Why does Tyreek Hill look like a muscular beaver? What? Somebody explain that to me?
Yeah.
He looked like a muscular beaver, son.
That is a fact.
What's
though.
Wrong?
And so do my son, Tariq Cohen. He do, too.
Yeah. Kadarius just like he with it. Give me some of that cortisone shit, Doc. He just looked like he with it.
Yo, Florida different. We all say here that them kids that come from Florida, they different. Them kids are different.
Yeah, why did he keep the 89, though? I mean, I know what he said about trying to make the number, but...
Like, yo, you should just rock the one, bro.
Yeah, that's what he should do. He should. He should rock the one.
You know? Like, I get it.
Rock the one, bro. Facts. Yo, you know who else, man? Did y'all hear how fast Joe Judge came at the reporter? He was like, he was down at the UNC Jets game. And how, were you looking at quarterbacks down there? There was a lot of players we was looking at.
How dare you?
Yeah. This motherfucker said, all lives matter. All lives matter. Yo, you saw quick.
Yo. In the beginning, I thought Black was going to remix it because he was stuttering like a motherfucker. And I was like, oh, shit, we ran that back. That shit would be dope.
I can't on here. If I could, I would have. But yeah, he was hold on. Son.
He came in stumbling like, oh, yeah.
Came in on the stumble block. You had to
say, what did you do over the bye weekend? Got two kids. One in college. He said, I got two kids. One in high school.
That's a good game to look at. You know, that pit, you know, that was a good game to look at. You over there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
like
that's
that.
When we all just start tuning out.
Look, here's the thing, man. We better let me tell you like this. We better make use of these picks. Stop putting, come on now. I don't see the bullshit.com up here.
LRP, check this out. I heard you mention a concept earlier, so I wanted to give you a 4-man route tree and see how you feel about it. And you can steal this if you're playing against anybody that play cover two. It's called bringing the safety and cornerback under and over, right? Crossing route, you mentioned that earlier. Go route, you mentioned that. Seam route, I don't know if you said that. Dig route. Put one wide receiver behind a cornerback and safety in the middle of the field. Take one 15 yards into the post. Go route for anybody that's the fastest on the field. And I heard you say flat, Barkley in the flat. Put him on the wheel. And I guarantee you the Tampa Bay Bucks will have the hardest time in the world stopping that right there. And Daniel Jones won't have to worry about the pressure because everybody's
dropping that play again?
Enough to get the ball out.
How many times do you think he would run that play again?
I swear, Black, if he could do that 4 times a game, I think y'all would be so impressed with this offense. I swear to you, Black, if he could do that 4 times a game, y'all would be more impressed with this offense than anything because y'all would think it's clicking so crazy when all it is a spy deep, bring you out of your zone position and concept for cover two. That's all it is. It's bringing you away and around and making one-on-one matchups. Like you're confusing the DC because you're like, if we double in the back end, we're going to have them underneath. If we double underneath, we're going to have somebody loose on the side. So everywhere you go in that route concept is giving one-on-one coverage to everybody. And you fear giving Saquon Barkley that much room to get going after an 8-yard catch on a wheel and going up the seam. Because now everybody's drew back or drew over. So all you need is one or two blocks, good blocks, and we all know we got good blocking receivers. That's one thing I could say. Galladay and Shep, and they block hard. So,
I'm
telling you, Black,
it's
like
an oil machine,
man.
I ain't gonna front.
That's true. My bad. Go ahead, bud.
Yo, sidebar, I just saw Jay Money jump in and out of the live chat, so even after, we go live, he can jump in the chat and we can, interact, so that's a big thing. We need to start utilizing this tool. Pause. But this is my thing. If we can't utilize our tight ends, man, I don't even know what the fuck we're doing in the world today in the NFL. Period. Because we got enough blocking ones that can catch. We got a dynamic one that's like a wide receiver. How come we can't use our tight ends, fellas? Somebody talk to me, man. You tell someone, please, man. Talk to me, man.
I will tell it to you straight up like this. Jason Garrett only knows how to use a tight end traditionally. You have a blocking, pass-catching tight end in Caden Smith, who's perfectly healthy, nothing wrong with him, hasn't had anything wrong, and you haven't used him. You have a blocking green zone, red zone tight end in Kyle Rudolph, which you're starting to use him a little bit more because his reputation calls for it and his skill set. And then you have a tight end that you can line up anywhere on the line, but you choose to, like, leave him in the backfield by the line of scrimmage to try to utilize his speed to get him going against a slow developing play instead of having him develop the play down the field and give Daniel Jones another option. So I don't understand either, Black. You got every type of tight end you need, and you use them all in the wrong way.
Every last one of them. Jesus Christ, how can you do that? And he's still calling plays. And he's still in charge of the offense. That's insanity.
Even though you dead ass.
Yo.
Well, like throwing that tight end bubble screen, he's dead ass. But I got a better question.
No, all right, cool. But he's doing it also in bad situational football. Like, it's terrible.
Word.
Like, this guy.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So, now, go ahead and ask that question, because I was about to go on the tangent. Leave him. Go ahead.
No. I want you to go on the tangent. I'm going to bring up one play. I'm going to bring up a play, and then I'm going to bring up what is not being done. And I just still don't understand it. It's hurting my heart. And I for the love of God, how come we haven't had a back shoulder throw or a fade at all? I need to know. How come we're throwing fades to Sterling Shepard instead of Evan Engram, Kyle Rudolph, Caden Smith?
I don't know.
Nico
what
Johnson,
our packages in the red zone.
Kenny Galladay.
We tower over some teams. And I don't know what the fuck is going on.
We can't get a back shoulder fade?
We ain't really been throwing a lot of back shoulders, man.
Yo. And they have been horrible.
What it does do, though, is he does put long balls, paws, in the window, though. In the window of opportunity. He puts it in there all the mother of the time, boy. And we need to take more shots down the field too, man. And we need to have it, you know, you said it earlier. John Ross is a decoy. If he can't do nothing else, he's a damn decoy. Stream him running down the fucking field. What is going on? He's going to move the safety, baby.
He's going to move the safety. There's nothing you can do. He's going to move him. But teams
we
don't have to worry about that concept, Black, because he's not going to do it.
We can manipulate, but unfortunately, Dawson, you got, you know, the Wizard of Oz. That motherfucker drunk. I don't know what he's doing up there. He's red in the face. I don't know if he's sniffing that blood.
And he's healthy.
Hitting them lines.
A healthy John Ross shakes. And guys, come on, we got to use that. He's been our healthiest receiver.
Yeah, but Jason
Real
Garrett
rap.
Is bugging.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Garrett is bugging. He's bugging.
He is. And I hope these games.
Hold on. What you just say, E? Who's been healthy?
That John Ross has been our healthiest downfield threat all season.
You know what's necessary. Really, man. You know what?
I agree with that when being used.
Oh,
I mean,
we even got the call.
But he's been healthy.
Yes.
Because we haven't had anybody else.
Give us 12. Hey, listen, man. Give us 12. That throw right there.
A lot of crow eating, too. Man, my
favorite. What are you doing?
Yeah, I can't let it play. That's like a whole minute, but that's a lot of crow because, yo,
yeah.
I didn't think that, you know, I put it in the probability machine, man. AI said, yo, 91%, 98%, something like that. Yo, he's going to be injured. Yeah. So, look, kid, he was injured in the beginning, and now he's in a space to where he's safe. He's not too, you know, overly used or anything like that. You're not doing it all the special teams or anything. He's available every week. I love it, Shakes. I appreciate that, man. I had to eat the crow for that. Me personally.
No doubt. But what, I mean, that's cool and all, because that's awesome. And like I said, man, if he's on the field, man, he's an awesome player. And he's a dynamic player that, you know, defense has got to account for. But my thing is this. It's sad. It's really sad that is the case. Because, I mean, I can see if Ross ain't missed any time and we like, oh, he, you know what I mean? But he also missed time too. But to say that he's been the healthiest, that's pathetic on Sterling Shepard, on fucking Slayton, on Kenny Galladay, on all of you motherfuckers that has not been out there for a full goddamn season. Especially you that paid $72 million to.
That's a fact.
It's pathetic.
72 joints.
That's a motherfucking fact.
You diversify your bonds, nigga.
And your portfolio.
Facts, man. Like, yo, he makes me mad, bro. Like, I just need y'all to know that. Like, I do not like that dude, bro. He's Ruben Randall me right now. That's where he at in my book. He is Ruben Randall to me right now.
I'm a little Cornette.
I'm loving it. I'm getting too close to where I'm suspenseful. Oh, I'm waiting next week. I don't like that, bro.
Yeah, but just save like that to Friday, bro. We're going to go in on that Friday because I think LRP going to be caught up by Friday, and it's on. Yo, yep. Shakes, all I got to say is, yo, the concept of this last episode opened up so many other situations, bro. I knew he was a sucker. That's all I'm going to say. And I ain't talking about Lamar. I'm talking about Tevin Campbell. I knew B-Mo was a sucker. I knew it.
Tevin Campbell. B-Mickey?
Yeah, he reminded me of Tevin Campbell.
Yo, why is everybody hating on B-Mickey, man? I like B-Mickey.
Nah, bro. I'm going to tell you why I'm hating. Because he's making the cardinal. Listen, bro. He's making the cardinal mistake that every dude makes that messes things up.
We all know that. We've all been there, bro. We all been there. That's why you can identify it so well. Because we all been there.
Right. Yo, he's just a sucker, too, with the manipulation. She a sucker, too. Kato a sucker, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can't wait till we chop it up about it, man. I can't wait till y'all caught up.
We're going to get crazy, Friday.
Yeah, caught up on the Woo, too, so we'll talk about that.
I could have swore that I asked you this, LRP. I apologize, bro. But I know I asked you, did you like the Shang-Chi joint? I know I did, right?
Yeah,
you did, but I had jumped in and shit because that's my shit.
Yeah, they did. That's it, right.
Yeah,
what's
really.
That, the rings? That's the rings, John, right?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Nice. I only got one critique. I only got one critique. I just think they over-comedic. The Chinese girl was just a little overbearing at times.
I like it, yo. Because it didn't make it so damn serious, yo.
Yeah, and I'm old school. I just wanted to really see him do some. She just was everywhere. You know what I mean? I like the movie. And let me say this: the graphics, super dope. How they did the whole concept of the rings and dope. Oh my! You can't beat that. You can't beat that.
I will admit, I do need to watch it again because I don't want to hear the story of me ingesting this motherfucking film. Because that shit was all the way terrible. Worst experience ever. And this shit only happens to me. I could not believe it. Could not believe it. These people bought in a dude that had no business being in the movie theater. The dude was had all kinds of freedom. Man, I got to tell y'all this offline, bro.
Yeah, talk to me. I'm not crazy.
Dude was all sweaty and shit. And then I was in the movie theater that had automatic seats. And he didn't walk well. Right? He didn't walk well. And he's sweaty, and he was walking towards me, and I accidentally hit the button, and my leg started coming up. And he coming towards me, and he ain't got no mask on, and he black, milk-dud-looking dude, and my legs just start going up. And I was like, oh, shit, this motherfucker, I'm going to trip this motherfucker, and he going to fall on me. Man, that didn't happen. But I told him, I said, I swear to God, I'm not doing this on purpose. Not doing this on purpose. I don't know what's going on here. So he sits down. But the whole damn time, dude is breathing like an oxygen machine. I thought I was sitting next to him up in the CPAP. I was like, this motherfucker's whole CPAP out here.
I'm going to say, LRP, you probably was a victim of probably a high-value consumer that was, you know, of the MR population that had a night out. You know what I'm saying? Probably. I don't know if you had somebody chaperoning them.
Man, there was six people in there. That motherfucker could have a night all hour all you want. Why the fuck you got to sit next to me? There was six motherfuckers in there.
I don't know. It was an act of God or something, or the universe, because you put your feet up and stop this progress.
He did that, fam. I said on purpose.
We on the shakedown.
Because you got an issue.
Physically and mentally afflicted. For anyone who does have any
We didn't say anything
about health issues. We want you to know we are here. We love you guys, and we thank you so much for being a part of a great community that we support. 914-205-5796 is the number to send your donations, calling in, and everything for the mental health support groups.
Love you, mommy.
Love you,
Arthur. Hey, I didn't say nothing crazy.
You're not only going to tell that story offline, you're going to call me immediately when the show is. And tell you what's going on. Because you said you look like a wet goose. And I need to know right from here.
Dude was a whole CPAP. I had to put the lean on him, bro. I was leaning towards my daughter. I was like, and I kind of sat.
He sat right next to you?
Like right next to me. Just doing COVID.
Out of respect, I appreciate you, man.
That's the
people's
fault, bro.
Here go my brother.
Nah, son. On the real, though. You got to keep
it
real.
Get away with that.
I'm not saying nothing. I get it.
It ain't no disrespect to you in anything, you know. You got the move.
I said, oh, hell nah. Yo, I sounded like Booker T when the dude accidentally said the word. Yo. I was like, I was smooth off. It was serious.
Yeah, it would have been some serious bones being thrown, too.
Y'all gotta go, man. Y'all tune in tomorrow.
Driving Thursdays, man. I gotta go, too, man. I gotta be honest, man. Yo, we've been tearing it up. We're going to continue tearing it up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all tune in. Driving Thursdays tomorrow. Download this content. Come on, man. Stop playing with us. All right? Website, you know, it's coming. In construction. We out here. You know what I mean? Anybody else got something to say before we get out of here?
Yeah, man. The Knicks is acting like they want to win this game. And they need to come on and do that.
Come on, man. We need it's a losing streak, man.
Yeah, man. I don't care who we play, bro. We just need these W's so we could establish ourselves.
Kyrie.
Yeah, man.
You might need to take that vaccine, bro. I'm going to just say that right here, right now. You might need to take that vaccine, bro. We need you.
Tell them, hey, hold on. They're about to bring the pill out. Merck and them, they're fighting for the rights for it to bring it to America. They're about to bring the COVID-19 pill. You can take the pill, sir.
Tell me. Concentrated vaccine and a styrofoam.
Something, man.
I don't know how you do that, but okay.
We need you out there, Kyrie.
That's my point.
We need you out there, man.
Freeze it like a lemon drop.
Yeah, man. Like a lemon drop. No,
nah.
Boston baked beans.
Yeah, freeze it like a lemon drop.
Something in the middle. It's something in the middle, pause. It's something in the middle, bro. All right, pause. Great.
Yo, this game is getting mad.
All right, everybody. Appreciate you, man. Love y'all brothers, man. You know how we do it.
Come on, New York. Let's stop playing. Let's go.
Tune in tomorrow, man.
Okay.
Yeah, quickly. Let's handle it.
So New York, man.
Steel, break.
Shout out to Buffalo.
Okay, Barrett.
In New York, wait. Shout out to New York.
Down by one, bro.
Man,
you like the new Nets uniforms, by the way, Shake? I don't really like them.
Who?
The new Nets uniforms, the blue joints they was playing in. I don't really like them, man. Oh yeah, they played in a they got a navy blue uniform. Navy blue with a red stripe, silver words. I don't like it. It's like big bubble letters too for the net. I don't really like it. Yeah. Come on, Alex Burke. Let's do it.
All right. That's about it, man. I'm done. Ready to go. Say goodnight to all the...
Almost got into that freestyle bag right there. You better chill. We heard you. We heard you talking about say goodnight. Ready to go. Say goodnight to all my... Record went right off the needle. Shout out to New Orleans.
Word, she definitely be on my case listening to the show and shit. I heard that though. Yo, chill.
It be popping, let's get it popping.
Chill.
What I'm talking about.
Chill.
Came back and took this leave real quick. I hope that was two. His foot was on the line. Yeah, it was. Come on, man.
That's
slow
love.
It down. Slow it down, bro. Looking like the baby Ron Artest. Man, you were quickly. What is wrong with the streaming? Anybody ever go through that? You stream or something, and then all of a sudden they shoot the basketball and it pause in the air? I don't know if they missed or not. Come on now. What are you doing? All right. I guess whenever y'all ready to end it, brothers. Superb show. Tomorrow, Thriving Thursday, LRP, we have no problems in Houston. We'll be in the building, and we're done.